This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Also, what you have in this country right now is you're seeing this kind of wokeness that's going on that I think people are fed up with. And one of the most woke companies today happens to be just a small mom-and-pop ice cream shop in Vermont. And why am I singling out this small business? All right, well, I hate to pick on a small business, especially an ice cream shop. You know, they got a few months a year to make their money. They're just struggling to get by. You know, Greg, Rich, they're struggling.
Rich, please, you are this show, out of every show on the radio right now, is a champion of small business.
Champion.
You like to highlight restaurants and businesses that, yeah. Are not big conglomerate corporations, you know, like Unilever.
I like mom and pop, little mom and pop places. Yeah. And I found this scoop shop in Vermont, and they're making, I think, a very dumb move by boycotting Israel. And I've just thought these two guys that own this this ice cream shop, Ben and Jerry, what are they doing?
Yeah.
What are they doing here, these two guys? I mean, I understand sometimes small businesses make mistakes. They want to get a little attention here. But to boycott Israel, do Ben and Jerry, the two of them, think this is going to help them in any way, shape, or form?
Do you think this is going to cause them to lose the gas station that they scoop their ice cream out of?
There's a lot of boycotts on them right now, and I think a lot of people are going to drive by that old gas station in Vermont and just find a scoop somewhere else. Let me read this from the Wall Street Journal here. Ben & Jerry's Israel boycott could cost Unilever. The decision to shun the country has legal implications in many states and perhaps even at the federal level. Ben & Jerry's, the Vermont-based ice cream company that prides itself on its progressive politics, announced Monday it's canceling its license with its Israeli affiliate. The move by Ben & Jerry's, a wholly owned subsidiary of global consumer products giant Unilever, amounts to a boycott of Israel, and this triggers a wave of legal and regulatory issues for the Dutch-American parent company. What I love about this is Ben & Jerry's thinks it's still Ben & Jerry's. It identifies as a small mom-and-pop scoop shop in Vermont, but it is a wholly owned subsidiary of global giant corporation Unilever. And now Unilever is going, what the hell are you lefties doing over there? We're about to now have all kinds of ramifications from this. So Ben & Jerry's operates in Israel through a licensee. It's an Israeli company that has been with the brand for 30 years and operates one of its few foreign manufacturing facilities. Ben & Jerry's has said they will not sell ice cream in parts of Jerusalem, including the Jewish quarter and the West Bank, much of which is controlled by the Palestinian authorities and parts of which are under Israeli civil jurisdiction. I'm reading from the Wall Street Journal. So this is what they did. Now, they're boycotting this, but Israeli law bars boycotts of Israeli citizens, Jewish or Arab, based on their location. So that made Unilever cancel the Israeli Ben & Jerry's entirely because it wouldn't engage in a secondary boycott. But ready? This is my favorite part of this. Ready? Because Ben & Jerry's is a wholly owned subsidiary of Unilever. The latter is responsible for its boycott. In the past 8 years, 33 American states have passed laws that restrict government contracting or investing in companies that boycott Israeli people or businesses. These laws are modeled on similar restrictions on companies that discriminate on other grounds, such as sexual orientation. This means in about a dozen states, state employees' pension funds will be barred from investing in Unilever. In many other states, government entities will be barred from buying goods or services from Unilever. Moreover, since the 1970s, federal law has banned U.S. companies from participating in foreign boycotts of any country. If it turns out that the Palestinian Authority contacted Ben & Jerry's or its officers and asked them to boycott, criminal penalties would be available against Unilever. Oh, yes.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
And now you know the rest.
What's that?
And now you know the rest.
Now you know the rest of the story. Yes, to quote the late, great Paul Harvey. What? This is written by the director of the Center for Middle East and International Law at George Mason University's Scalia Law School. I doubt it's a very prestigious law school. It's only named after Scalia. But here you go. What else does Unilever make, by the way, besides crappy, overpriced, terrible-for-you ice cream? What else do they make? The soap, I think, right?
Yeah, personal products. I mean, that's...
Yeah. It's a big global international conglomerate that Ben and Jerry sold out to for the tune of, I believe it was $350 million, but I may be off a couple million right there, you know?
Dove, Lipton... Axe body spray,
Hellman's,
a lot of big brands.
Pond's, you know, the face cream, Ben and Jerry's, Vaseline.
It also says Breyers. Is Breyers a division of Ben and Jerry's or
no? It's a whole separate ice cream company.
Okay, so they own two ice cream companies. They're cornering the
market. Why not?
Yeah, Hellman's.
Oh, Hellman's.
Hellman's. What's that? Mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And other things, too. Hellman's all relish.
All the stuff that's super good for you. Yeah. Ben and Jerry's ice cream and Hellman's. Mmm.
So Unilever. So what amazes me here is that Ben and Jerry, I guess the woke lefties up in the Vermont headquarters thought this was a good idea. And they thought, well, let's teach Israel a lesson. Israel said, you're not teaching us a lesson because we don't allow boycotts. And Unilever, I want to know the guy at Unilever who got the email that Ben and Jerry's just boycotted Israel. Because I wonder, or was Unilever in on it?
Ah.
I don't know. I mean, Ben and Jerry's is allowed to do their own thing. I guess as part of the agreement with Unilever, they still run it like it's a couple hippies at a gas station. But I would imagine somebody over there was smart enough to let corporate know, hey, we're about to boycott parts of Israel. I would think, right?
Yeah.
So now the question is, for those of you who are offended by this and are deciding that you're no longer going to patronize Ben and Jerry's, what about all the other Unilever products that they make?
Yeah.
That's my question. I hate Ben and Jerry's, and I'll tell you why. They put liquid sugar in their ice cream. That's the equivalent of putting, like, cocaine in your ice cream. You know, it's so bad for you, that liquid sugar.
So bad for you.
It's like, honestly, it's like the worst thing you can ever. Yep. It triggers your blood sugar goes up to about, I mean, Dawn, you better make sure your son never goes near that with his diabetes.
I don't.
Yeah.
Liquid sugar.
Find a local ice cream shop in your town or down the shore and just stop eating Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah. Let me give a shout out. There's a little ice cream shop in Riverton, New Jersey called Nellie Bly's, and they do Breyers ice cream. And back when Breyers was a sponsor of the show, I popped in there one day to say hello. And they're nicest people.
Bassett.
What'd I say?
Breyers.
Oh, you know, Bassett's. Yeah. Bill got Breyers in my head. Thanks, Bill.
I'm sorry.
America's
oldest ice cream, which started at Redmond Terminal Market, you know, Bassett used to scoop shop. Anyway, Joe is the owner there and his wife Jeannie, and they're fans of the show. So go in and say hello to them. They're a nice little mom and pop shop. Not sold out to Unilever. I'm sure Joe would like to.
Yeah.
For $330 million. Who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't? But also don't claim you're a socialist or whatever Ben Cohen claims he is. Yeah. I don't know Jerry's politics. I'm sure they're the same as Ben's, but Ben is Ben is the outspoken one, and he claims to be a socialist, but you know, took a huge payout for selling out there.
Must be nice to be a one percenter, right?
Yes.
Must be nice. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.